There were some unusually candid comments from a top American general in Baghdad today. At a news conference, Brigadier General William Caldwell acknowledged that things are not going as planned in the capital. Attacks in Baghdad have risen more than 40% in the past 5 days alone. NPR's John Hendren has the story.
Caldwell, the top American military spokesman in Iraq, stated it clearly. The war for Iraq will be decided in the streets of Baghdad.
Baghdad is a must-win. Whoever wins the Baghdad area is going to set the conditions to stabilize this country.
That on its own is not surprising. Baghdad is not just Iraq's capital, but by far its largest city. However, the U.S. military's own numbers show a joint American and Iraqi security operation, now over a month old, has failed to secure Baghdad. And the violence here has gotten significantly worse. The number of attacks in Baghdad now averages more than 34 a day, and Caldwell's numbers don't include violence outside of the capital, like the two bombings earlier this week south of Baghdad that killed more than 120. Caldwell acknowledged things have not gone as planned.
As you look throughout what's occurring in the city, I know the question's asked, are these efforts enough? And the answer to that's no, but it's a start.
Caldwell says U.S. intelligence has tracked a recent influx of insurgents and arms into Baghdad from Diyala province in the north, from Yusufiya in the south, and from northwestern Iraq. For residents of the capital, the result has been a pervasive sense of instability. More than 4,500 bodies have shown up in the Baghdad morgue in the past 2 months alone. Another 61 bodies, most apparently executed, arrived at the city morgue today. Also today, a car bomb killed 10 people who had gathered around a booby-trapped corpse north of Baghdad. A Marine was killed in western Anbar province, and a car bomb killed one person in Kirkuk. The attacks are carried out by a combination of insurgents and sectarian death squads, Shiite and Sunni militias that target one another. Today, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, the nation's top Shiite cleric, asked Iraqis to put country before religion and stop sectarian attacks. Amid the rising violence this week, General George Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, and U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad vowed to stop the death squads. Caldwell read from the joint statement Casey and Khalilzad issued.
We therefore pledge to work with the Iraqi government and security forces to treat the death squads as the same critical threat to Iraqi security as the terrorists who target Iraqi civilians and to deal with them in the same manner.
One problem is that the death squads include members of Iraq's security forces, Iraqi police and soldiers who have been trained by the United States to protect the Iraqi people. General Caldwell gave an example.
At a checkpoint where an element had come through with some kidnapped victims inside the vehicles were eventually chased down and captured, and it turned out to be some Iraqi police themselves.
Putting a positive spin on the situation, Caldwell said the incident showed Iraqi police were policing themselves. In the meantime, thousands of Iraqis in the capital and elsewhere have given up hope of security and fled their homes. Iraq's migration ministry said more than 30,000 people had registered as internal refugees this month alone. John Hendren, NPR News, Baghdad.